Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. We just had Dr. Dan Zanotti from the Center for Orthopedics on the show. And Menegan is a baseball nut.
Oh, man. And he said velo and spin rate. It was like a little kid at a birthday party.
And Dan wanted to have Dr. Dan on the show.
We talked about
trying to get him on the show because of this very thing.
Yeah.
But it's something that, I mean, if you're a baseball fan, you know about this. You know about Tommy John surgery. And you kind of probably know what it is. You know, Tommy John actually pitched 26 years in Major League Baseball. And he came back and pitched, 12 years after, maybe a little longer than that, after his surgery. It might have been even longer than that. By the way, Tommy John started his career with?
Us.
Yep, the Cleveland Indians. If you heard Dr. Dan, if you didn't, go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app on our website. It was really informative. But as he said, you can train lower body muscle, core strength. That can help. Genetics, huge. And I mentioned Nolan Ryan to him, and he said, you know, here's a guy who's thrown, you know, gas his entire career. Nolan pitched 27 major league seasons. 46 was when he pitched, the age of 46, his last year.
Mm-hmm.
When he was 45, Andy, he still started 27 games. When he was 45. And in his 40s, Nolan Ryan started at the major league level successfully. 34, 33, 32, 30, 27, 27, and then 13 games when he was in his 40s. And he didn't have any major injuries. I mean, the dude pitched every year. And he did it by throwing heat. Greg Maddux, who we know also benefited from a very wide strike zone in the 1995 World Series, but let's not talk about that too much, basically started 25 games a year for 23 straight seasons. And he did it by throwing the ball where he wanted to place it, which Dr. Dan said puts more stress on things a little bit.
Right.
And by spinning it like crazy. So, you know, you're talking about two of the greatest pitchers of all time, really no major arm issues, and they did it different ways, which makes you think, keep your fingers crossed, it's a crapshoot. I mean, we saw Ben Lively just grab his arm the other day on the mound. He's out for a year, year and a half. He's going to have UC. He just had it.
Yeah.
UCL construction.
Sometimes I think we just take it for granted. Like, oh, is it hurt? Oh, Tommy John. But, I mean, one, it's a surgery, right? So there's no guarantee.
Any surgery is a serious deal.
And then there's also more to it. I mean, it's just like, you know, you're either, you know, the UCL and the elbow, and you're talking about a tendon graft there, and then you're talking about that graft could either come from your own body or from a deceased donor, too.
Part of the big recovery is the incision on your leg, if it comes from you.
Yeah, not to kind of mix things up a little bit, but when I talk about Life Bank all the time and I talk about organ donation, this is part of the game, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
It's just, and I often find it interesting that, you know, sometimes there are athletes that end up having Tommy John, and they'll use cadaver. And, like, I want those guys to get out there and start, you know, talking about Life Bank and organ donation all the time, too. So, it's interesting because I don't think people think about it. They just gloss over it, and they're like, oh, Tommy John, it's fixed.
It's an interesting thing in baseball, especially at the major league level. You see 26-man rosters, and you know, half of them are pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a really good pitcher, relief pitcher, you throw 70 games a year. You know, if you're heavily used, and what do you pitch? 80 innings? As opposed to a position player who, if he plays 150 games, look at the number of innings. He's playing well over 1,000 innings. And the injury rate, next to nothing compared to a pitcher. And, Dan, that's scary. If you're an organization, if you're a pitcher, just knowing that, hey, I must take care of this. Arm care is just such a huge part of it.
So I pulled up Fangraphs real quick, and I just wanted to run down the 60-day IL, right, because they do a really good job at that stuff. 50 guys right now are on the 60-day IL with UCL surgeries. Whether it's the internal brace or Tommy John.
Say it again.
50 players on major league rosters. That's only major league. Are on the IL, the 60-day IL right now with either internal brace surgery or Tommy John.
It was strange to hear Dr. Dan say, and he gave the figure about 50%.
Yeah.
Because we almost think it's automatic now.
You think it's like puberty for pitchers. It's like, oh, your UCL popped.
So AI would tell you.
Okay, go on in. Let's get you a new one and let's go.
Yeah. It's not that easy.
AI says approximately 1/3 of active MLB pitchers have undergone UCL reconstruction.
This is a problem that Major League Baseball needs to do something about.
Count college.
Yeah. But what, Dan?
I don't
see
know.
That's the thing. But what?
Because it's almost become borderline gross. Like, you're sitting there and watching these guys, and we use Skeens as the perfect example. We're sitting there watching these guys, and every time they throw, it's like a ticking time bomb.
Every time I watch Skeens throw, I feel the same way.
Burns, when he blew his out, and you've got the Arizona Diamondbacks who invested $250 million into this guy. Now he's blown out an elbow.
And
we'll see in 2 years.
Yeah, and just got him.
Yeah, and you made the right move. You needed to address your starting pitching. You went out and got one of the best guys available.
Well, one thing to remember here, and when Ron Darling was on the show a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned to Ron, you threw 200 innings, and I forget how many years in a row it was. I said, last year, only five guys in all of Major League Baseball threw 200 innings. What Major League teams are doing is this. You're seeing guys throw fewer innings on a season and per start, but they're throwing it at max capacity. And so go out and throw your you-know-what off for five innings, 4 2/3, maybe six, and we'll get you out of there. Which means, though you're not pitching as many innings, you're putting max stress on your body, max stress on your arm, on your shoulder, and that's leading to a lot of this. Rather than having Gaylord Perry go out and throw 15, 20 complete games, having Bob Feller go out and throw 27 complete games, because they're pitching, they're not just throwing at max capacity.
The other question I forgot to ask because I wanted to ask it was the pitch clock and how that's affecting rates. And what they're saying is after two seasons, the implementation of the MLB pitch clock, there was a decrease in the incidence of overall injury rates and lower extremity injuries. There remains no associated increase in UCLA surgery. UCL surgeries 2 years after the implementation of the clock.
Although you'll hear,
I think it's too early to tell.
You'll hear the argument the other way that just says, okay, if you're making a pitcher throw a little bit earlier than maybe he's ready, that means in 10 minutes you're throwing 20 pitches as opposed to 20 pitches in 13, 14 minutes, and that little bit of rest can be a critical thing.
And I know these guys are all being compensated, and so, it's hard for people to feel bad for people who are being that well compensated.
Like football.
But still.
Your body's on the line if you're a baseball player, especially a pitcher. Your arm's on the line.
Teams are treating this, or so it seems. I should put it that way.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
These teams and the way that this is all starting to set up is almost treating this where it's like, yeah, we'll throw them out there. Okay, boom. All right, get the next one.
Yeah.
All right, your turn to rehab. Yeah. You got to rehab through here. Okay, get the next one. Boom. All right, there goes that one. Now bring in the next one. We're talking about human beings. Like, it's kind of, it's gross. And I wonder if there is something that can be done to stop this. And again, these guys are agreeing to it as well, that I'm going to throw max velocity and I'm going to do all this. And I'm very well aware of the risk that is taking place in front of me.
You know what can be done? Emphasis on pitching rather than throwing.
But the thing, man, is we're in this world where even if you're just pitching, they're still telling you you need to go out there and pitch at 101. And they're still telling you you need to pitch at a 95 mile an hour slider that falls off the table. I mean, DeGrom is the perfect example. DeGrom blew his elbow out twice. He's throwing for the Texas Rangers right now. He went out this year and said, this year I want to remove some of the velocity and I want to remove some of the break that I have on this stuff. And he's been incredibly successful.
He's been
this is really a big deal.
Yeah, he's been good.
That some dude is walking out there going, you know what? I'm only going to throw 97. I'm not going to throw 101 anymore. I'm only going to throw 97. That's like a big deal. We're really locked in on this.
What's better in pitching, as far as I've always been told, location is better than velocity. If you can put a 97 mile an hour fastball where a guy can't hit it, as opposed to a 101 mile an hour fastball down the middle of the plate, you're pitching, not just throwing. And that can be a huge thing. Bottom line is, if you're a pitcher, that's part of the business. You don't have a choice. You're running the risk. But, you know, if you want to take it back even further, major league teams, when they're scouting pitchers, look at velocity.
Sure.
I mean, it's just that's what they look at. Can you spin it? Yeah. Can you get guys out? Yeah. But do you do that by throwing 87? Oh, good luck to you. You know?
I also thought the other part of the conversation is interesting is we just think about this in baseball because it's called Tommy John. But, you know, I've heard about it in football for sure. Linemen. In football, gymnastics, he talked about tennis, volleyball. You know, you're talking about
anybody who's using that elbow.
Yeah, you know, softball. Surprised we don't. I wonder if it'll increase in softball, especially with the new. Did you guys see the new women's league?
It's been fun to watch.
A ton of rain.
But it's a much more natural movement
for a pitcher. We're talking about like outfielders and stuff because they're throwing overhand.
Yeah, but
and infielders.
How often? And yes, you do see it. Bryce Harper had it.
Yeah.
David Fry, you know, coming back from it. David's not throwing this year. You see it with position players. But when you see a position player having this surgery, you almost think, really? It just doesn't happen very often.
Agree. Yeah, I mean, pitchers are the guys that, Tommy John set the stage.
Yeah, I wonder, Dan, what teams can do if they're interested in doing anything. Because you want pitchers to be at their absolute best on the mound, and their absolute best on the mound might not be backing off 3 or 4 miles per hour and giving 8 innings, going 7, heaven forbid a complete game.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, and Dr. Dan laid it out too. There's no solution here. We don't know enough. We don't know enough about the elbow, this motion, and everything else, and what the body does that causes this to be the area that snaps.
Yeah.
We just don't know. And so hopefully at some point, maybe we know. And it might be 20 years from now, it might be 10 years from now, it might be 5 years from now, it might be never. But at some point, hopefully we know, and we can alter what we do so that we're not living in this realm of ticking time bombs and elbows. And we can look at this and have guys be safe and healthy throughout the majority of their career the way they used to. And maybe it's as simple as exactly what you said. Hey, don't throw as hard. Don't spin it as hard. And that's the answer.
Here's a good stat. Nolan Ryan in his career, complete games in 29% of his starts. Think about that. Dude's throwing gas and he's going complete game in 29% of his starts. And I'm sure it was even higher. The further you go back, Bob Feller, I'm sure, is even more. And Bob didn't have the long career that Nolan Ryan did, but Bob threw it by throwing gas most of the time. If I'm not mistaken, he felt his arm go on a curveball and wasn't the same. But, that's way before you had the opportunity to have surgery to correct such things. Game 6, NBA Finals. If the Oklahoma City Thunder win it tomorrow night, if they win, they're the NBA champs. Danny Green, our Odyssey NBA insider, he has championship rings. He's going to join us next. I can't wait to get his thoughts on the Thunder. I can't wait to get his thoughts on what should the Cavs do this offseason. Former Cav Danny Green next right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.